This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 around the world has passed 40 million. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The milestone was passed early Monday, according to Johns Hopkins University, which collates reporting from around the world, although actual worldwide figures of COVID-19 cases is likely to be far higher. To date, more than 1.1 million confirmed virus deaths have been reported, although experts also believe that number is an undercount. The US, Brazil and India are reporting by far the highest number of cases, although the increase in recent weeks has been driven by a surge in Europe, which has seen more than 240,000 confirmed virus deaths in the pandemic so far. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations said Monday it would stockpile 1 billion syringes around the world by the end of 2021 to be used for the delivery of any future coronavirus vaccine. UNICEF, the UN Children's Fund, said it aims to get 520 million syringes in its warehouses by the end of this year to guarantee an initial supply in countries ahead of the vaccine. UNICEF said in a statement, quote, "The world will need as many syringes as doses of vaccine," end quote. UNICEF said it was also buying 5 million safety boxes for used syringes. According to AP, new virus relief will have to wait until after the November election. U.S. Congress, is past the point at which it can deliver more coronavirus aid soon, with differences between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Republicans, and President Donald Trump proving insurmountable. Trump's Republican allies are reconvening the Senate this week to vote on a virus proposal. This is VOA News. Britain will not return to trade talks with the European Union next year, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's spokesperson said Monday, stressing that any agreement had to be concluded by the end of the year. Quote, "We have been repeatedly clear that any agreement needs to be in place before the end of the transition period, and we will not be back to negotiate further next year," the spokesman said. Quote, "We must provide certainty to our citizens and businesses, and endless prolonged negotiations won't achieve this," end quote. Evo Morales' party has claimed victory in Bolivia's presidential election as official results trickled in from Sunday's high-stakes redo of last year's annulled ballot that saw the leftist leader resign and flee the country. More than 9 hours after polls closed, barely 6% of all ballot boxes had been counted. But with a quick count favoring former economy minister Luis Arce, even Morales' archrivals conceded defeat in what was a major jolt for the left in South America. France is preparing to expel 231 foreigners on a government watch list for suspected extremist religious beliefs, a police union source said Sunday, 2 days after a Russian-born Islamist beheaded a teacher. France's interior ministry, responsible for expelling foreigners, was not available to confirm the information, which has been initially reported by Europe One. France defines extremist as, quote, "people who engaged in a process of radicalization are likely to want to go abroad to join terrorist groups or take part in terrorist activities," end quote. Ireland's Data Protection Agency is investigating Instagram following concerns over how the image-sharing social platform handles children's personal data, a spokesperson said Monday. The Data Protection Commission, DPC, has begun two probes into how the U.S. firm owned by Facebook manages the personal data of under 18-year-olds. A Facebook spokesperson said Instagram was, quote, "in close contact with the IDCP and were cooperating with their inquiries," end quote. A NASA spacecraft circling an ancient asteroid 200 million miles away is about to reach out and make contact. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft will attempt to descend to the boulder-packed surface of asteroid Bennu on Tuesday and snatch a handful of rubble. It will be America's first crack at collecting asteroid samples for return to Earth, a feat accomplished so far only by Japan. Scientists want to bring back at least 2 ounces worth of Bennu, about a handful's worth. The spacecraft can touch down no more than 3 times to grab enough rubble. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.